sure, I like to have nice things. Okay? I want my kids to live comfortable. I don't want my kids to go without. But they learn and they know if mommy don't have, and walk around with your lips poked out, because you know when mommy had, you'll get it. See what I'm saying? So in case the situation comes down and mommy really depressed and mommy don't have no food, no nothing, don't stick your lips out, don't start stealing, don't start killing. Just accept the Lord's word. And the Lord will look out for you. Because if he knows that you're going to try, he's going to help you. You put forth the effort, he's going to help you. Now if you're going to sit on your, on your rusty dusty, ain't going to do a darn thing, then who the hell going to help you?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I tell mom, I say, hey, babe, you put too much emphasis in this particular area. You know, you put too much emphasis in, you know, in this child, that child, whatever the case may be. But you know, the Lord always tell you those things that you cling to are those things that I take away from you. You see, those things you turn over to me, I'll turn them back over to you.
Mm-hmm. What is it? The Lord helps those that helps himself.
That's right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so you make that first move. That first move is always the hardest move to make. You make that first one, you make 10 of them. And I know that. And I bank on that. You see what I'm saying? And this is where I get my joy, you know. And mama said, thank you, darling. You know, I really need that pocket chick. The next one, ding, daddy. Well, you know, you only this went down. You know, your sister this, and you know, she having this problem. I said, daddy, you know, wait a minute. Let me go take one of the values and I come back and talk.
Calm down, man.
You know, they were parents, and I love them, you know. But they go get to some changes, boy. They really do. But, I don't know. It just bugs me sometimes to see how educated people, they can't see for looking.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They can't see for looking, and they're so blind. And what pisses me off with them, a lot of them, some of those who have never had, okay, and once they have reached a certain plateau, they forget the man,
mm-hmm.
The Lord man. They forget whence they came from. This is what I'm trying to say. Or either they have forgotten who has helped them to get to that plateau. But you know what? You get up there, and the Lord will let you stay up there for a while. But damn it, if he don't knock you off your high horses, and those same people that you scorned upon in reaching that ladder, you have to come across those people again. You're going to come across them. Because he's going to make sure you're going to come across them for a handout. And this is where it is. And they don't want to realize. Because here, everything right there in the palm of their hand, he was clearing the dirt for dear life. Then what? It's just long to them. It's just long. Your life is long to you. It really is. So what the hell are you going to clean yourself that you know it's not yours permanently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a point.
You see, like I said, this house ain't mine. My car ain't mine. My children ain't mine. They just loan me. Because when my kids go to school, I say, well, Lord, in your hands, I can't go out here and work for these folks is out here. And these corners. And worry about who's raping me young. Who my child's skipping classes with, how many reefers my daughter smoke, how many boyfriends she gonna try to get hooked up with. I said, Lord, now they're in your hands. Now you just do with them as you see fit. I said, you know I love them, and in my heart. I said, you just put your umbrella over them, that's all. I go to work, and the word. And when I see him, I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus, my child is safe.
I owe you one on Sunday.
Every day, not only on Sunday, every day. When I walk out this house, I have a regular, not regular, thank God I got it. I have an oil heater.
Mm-hmm.
And it fries me sometimes, you know, because sometimes you know, you know. And when the kids and I leave for a ride to the movies or what have you, I leave it on the low. But I always have this feeling one day, I'm going to come home and catch the whole house on fire. My special person, Lord, and you know I need a roof over my head for my youngins. Now, if you want my house to burn down, you burn it down. Now, if you don't want my house to burn down, just let my house be here when I come back. When I come at my house, yes, I'll be kissing my husband. Oh, she's here. Oh, she's here. And this is what keeps me from worrying about a lot of things. It really does, man. Because I used to be a chronic worrier. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that?